You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another audio described theatre review now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be back. Thank you, Toby.
We are taken back to Mississippi in 1946 this week with the sparkling and intimate portrayal of the duo of Sister Rosetta, known as the hell-raising grandmother of rock and roll, and the more saintly young Marie, as they tour together the segregated states of Southern America in Marie and Rosetta at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this full-on musical production that, in a way, gives us a real portrait of the most remarkable and revolutionary duo in music history with Marie and Rosetta at the Grand?
Well, it was a production I'd not seen before. I didn't know about either character. It was very compelling. The 1 hour, 40 minutes without an interval seemed to race by, and I think that tells its own story. Beverly Knight was one of the key protagonists in the production, and it was great to meet her when she kindly came and found time to talk to us, not just briefly about her own role, but also explore the props and the set in the touch tour. She spent a lot of time with visually impaired patrons and their companions.
It's so great to have the sort of main actors and performers at the touch tour, isn't it?
Absolutely, makes a big difference. And sometimes, you know, people have got two shows on a day, and this was the case on the particular day I was at the Wolverhampton Grand. But nonetheless, it was kind of Beverly Knight to spend as much time with us as she did, and she really helped to bring things to life.
And I think Marie and Rosetta really gives us a portrait of that first meeting that they had as they suss each other out and see if they could work together, touring, you know, sort of through those clubs in the 1930s and 40s. And it also gives us a real sort of, I suppose, insight and, I suppose, idea of, I suppose, the criticism and racial discrimination that black women faced at that time as they sort of stepped out of the church and sang in those clubs, which I think is something that we all need to be reminded of now and again.
Absolutely. That came through in the production, and also it came throughout in the touch tour, and we talked about the play. Sue Redding, who was providing the audio description on this occasion, gave some specific reference to that in our chat on the stage, and her pre-show notes and her audio description during the actual live unfolding of the play was terrific.
And stellar performances by Tom Brisoire Unglavu as Marie, and of course Wolverhampton's own Beverly Knight as Rosetta, and some real sort of, I suppose, chemistry between the two of them on stage too.
Absolutely. It worked very, very well. As I say, it was a new production in all senses to me, and it really was very, very engaging and well worth seeing.
And I suspect, you know, with a production like this, where there is so much action between those two main characters, their sort of looks and the actions that they're making to each other on stage is where the skill of a describer comes through, because without that description, you wouldn't be able to get a real sense of that chemistry and relationship.
Absolutely. And Sue was an excellent describer. Interestingly, one of the Mind's Eye team, Sue Redding, also used to work at the Grand in Access and Inclusion. So there's a link there, and it's nice to see people moving on but staying in the same field, as it were, in terms of those sort of roles.
And lots of great rock and gospel tunes in this show, as Rosetta influenced so many artists, including Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, to name just a couple. And I wondered, Vidar, having now seen the show, do you sort of, I suppose, in a way, hear Marie and Rosetta's influences in some of those great rock and roll tracks that we know?
I do, and it was something I wasn't aware of before seeing the production, but having now seen it, and you're right, all of that does come through and is very much in my mind, having seen the play.
And I don't want to give too much away, but I think, and I may be right here, that towards the end of the show, we get a more sort of, I suppose, of a glimpse into the life experiences that Marie and Rosetta faced at that time in their lives.
Absolutely. You very carefully avoided a spoiler alert there, Toby. Very, very good. But you're absolutely right. It was It was just a very, very thoughtful and informative play, and I think everyone who was in the audience who hadn't, or even if they had seen it before, was engaged by the whole production.
Well, Marie and Rosetta will be at the Chichester Festival Theatre from the 23rd of June to the 26th of July, and more details about dates and times of audio described performances can be found by visiting cft.org.uk. And for more about access at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, do visit grandtheatre.co.uk/access. Next time, Fidar, you'll be reviewing The Croft at the Birmingham Rep.
I will. Looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak, Toby.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio described review of Marie and Rosetta at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. Good to talk to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.